USA News. I'm Dave Collins. A senator whose name is mentioned as a potential third-party candidate in the 2024 presidential election says he'll make a decision by the end of the year.
I'm more concerned about the country right now. What you've seen, the theatrics have played out, is ridiculous.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin said most people don't want the election to come down to a repeat of President Biden against former President Trump. Biden and Trump are the overwhelming front-runners in each party. Manchin says his history of bipartisan would help bring both sides of the aisle together. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill on Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom says he supports workers and often benefits from campaign contributions, but he said he vetoed this bill because the fund the state uses will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. Temperature records that have stood for more than a century in the middle part of the country could fall this week.
Large area of the Midwest U.S. could see afternoon highs over several days this week, 10 to 20 degrees warmer than average. That'll mean highs well into the 80s, even near 90, threatening daily records set back in the 1800s. At the start of October, highs across the region are typically in the 60s and lower 70s. Dozens of places could see records fall this week.
That's Scott Carr reporting. Connecticut's most wide-ranging gun control measures since the 2013 law enacted after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting takes effect today, with proponents vowing to pursue more gun legislation despite legal challenges happening across the country. The new law, signed by Democratic Governor Ned Lamont in June, bans the open carrying of firearms and prohibits the sale of more than three handguns within 30 days to any one person, with some exceptions for instructors and others. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
A fugitive in New Jersey was recaptured nearly a week after escaping custody. Edward Bourbon, 54, was taken into custody without incident after investigators with a fugitive unit located him in Camden. Bourbon had been serving a residential community release program, but failed to report back to his halfway house after finishing a work shift in Mount Laurel. A former contractor for the Internal Revenue Service is charged for leaking tax information to news outlets about thousands of the country's wealthiest people. The Justice Department said 38-year-old Charles Littlejohn of Washington, D.C. is accused of stealing information off tax returns and giving it to two news outlets between 2018 and 2020. The outlets were not named. The former contractor faced up to 5 years in prison if convicted. In a significant development, Las Vegas police have arrested Dwayne Keith D. Davis in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keithy D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Shakur passed away 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. Tupac was involved in a fight with Davis outside a Mike Tyson fight, which eventually led Davis to allegedly get the gun that was used to kill Shakur at an intersection. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.